overwhelmingly across the state, and particularly here in West Michigan, the primary exposure is going to be, it's going to originate in lead paint and or the old leaded gasoline in our urban environment. And it's in the soil, or it's in the household dust, or it can be, degrading paint and kids eating paint chips and paint and windowsills and things like that. So it's those paint and soil related sources that are overwhelmingly 9 times out of 10, probably the exposure route for kids. And that's, so we're looking at that as, you know, what changed there that would result in so many more kids lead poisoned. We've already gone back and looked at water in the heels of the Flint crisis, quickly looked at water in Grand Rapids. And we're seeing that the lead poisoning, the spike is primarily in younger children. And if it was in the water, it'd be across all age spans. But this is primarily being seen amongst kids that are 1 or 2 years of age. And those are kids that engage in hand-to-mouth activity. It's going to put things like heavy lead dust from the home or from the soil into their mouths. It's going to be ingested, and that's going to be the root of poisoning.
You and I spoke earlier this year. The Healthy Homes Coalition of West Michigan and other local and state agencies were trying to drill into these numbers. Since then, have you been able to narrow things down anymore? Are there factors at play maybe in Grand Rapids that are contributing?
Well, we've already looked at, is it a particular testing location that seems to be seeing most of these kids? And there's a little bit of a consolidation of the increase in testing that's being done through local public health. But we also then looked at kind of the labs and some other data to say, you know, is it actually the procedure of drawing the blood or the lab work that's leading to this? And that clearly doesn't appear to be the case. The common ground with the kids that use local public health to get tested is that they tend to be lower income kids. And so that's really kind of where we're seeing the increases in low income communities, the 49507 zip code in particular, but also the 03 and 04 zip codes, which are all right central in downtown Grand Rapids. We also then looked at water. We ruled that out because water was, the uptick was in a particular age group, and it would be across the lifespan if it was water. And we raised the question 3 months ago or so about whether there's this, you know, we've seen an association of the rise in levels with the increased renovation going on in our community and the tighter housing market. And is that association something that might be contributing? We've been asking that question, and we really want to get to the bottom of that. It's not an easy question to ask because you have to take protected health information on the one side and match that up with information about renovation on the other side. So it's a pretty complicated process to get the answer there. But it's our hope that that kind of analysis would get done and get done quickly, because if that bears out to be true, then we can take some steps to reverse this trend. But right now, we don't know.
And it's no secret, Grand Rapids has an increasingly tight rental market,
right?
Housing market. There are certainly expansive renovations across the city. How would those things tie into the increase in children lead poisoning?
Well, I think what it might look like is you have housing that maybe was underutilized for a number of years during the downturned housing market, and now it's being reoccupied. And so it may not have been well maintained. It may have been a bank-owned property, a foreclosed-upon property, and now it's back into private ownership, and it gets some nominal repairs, and then we put a family in there, whether we rent it or we buy it, move in. And there's deferred maintenance, and that's often the source of the lead hazard for kids. So that could be the one piece. The other piece is with the tight rental market, you know, people are having to accept a lesser and lesser standards of housing, lesser quality housing, because there's no place else to go. You got to have some place to live. And again, for those that may have a checkered credit history or, limited income, or maybe a felony on the record, they have very few choices. And so they're looking at housing that's probably distressed. And so that puts the kids in harm's way.
It's one thing to look at numbers, and there's obviously an increase, but I think we kind of miss the human component of it when we're just talking about numbers and figures. And you are very involved in this work. You were named to a state commission to study the issues. You're very involved locally. Is this getting the attention that it deserves? And why or why not? What are we not talking about?
What really concerns me is that when we look at the uptick last year of 30%, and then it seems like even a higher increase going into the first 6 months of this year, is that increase translates into real lives, real children, And so this year, you know, over and against last year, in the first 6 months alone, another 100 additional kids on top of the 150 kids from last year, lead poisoning. Those are children that are going to have neurological impacts from that lead poisoning. Some of them may learn to cope with that, some of them not. And so it's going to impact their performance in school. And so my wife's a teacher. I think about teachers in our public schools, in the schools that serve the city of Grand Rapids in these neighborhoods, and think about more kids coming in with neurological deficits and what that means for our community, what it means in terms of our future workforce, our talent, what it means just in terms of our citizenry and the ability for people to get along in their neighborhoods, right? One of the things we know about childhood lead poisoning is the part of the brain it affects is responsible for impulse control and executive function. There's clearly been demonstrated a link between profound lead poisoning in the population in past decades and the increased crime rates. And so we know that kids that can't control their impulses are more susceptible to violence. And so do I want another 100 kids in the first 6 months, which is the 6 months of the year when kids are less likely to appear lead poisoned, dropped into that pool of affected kids? Certainly not. That's a very urgent situation. I think about all the issues we talk about in Grand Rapids right now that we're concerned about. And I would put this at the top of the deck with affordable housing and say, those are two key issues for residents here in Grand Rapids that we've got to get on top of. And we got to get on top of quickly so that families can thrive, kids can thrive, and we have a thriving community.
Paul Hahn is the executive director of the Healthy Homes Coalition of West Michigan. Paul, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.